the area we're walking around now, this is your manor really, isn't it?
Well, it's my residence area, yeah. It's named after the local pub because everyone knows pubs.
Ros Groves lives in Anfield and runs the Salisbury Residents Association, a little pocket of streets just up the road from Liverpool Football Club. All round here, people are living on this street, aren't they?
Yes, but we do have what we deem as window dress properties, where we've sealed up all the back and we make the front look that people are still living there.
Can you show me one?
Yes, you're standing right in front of one now. And apart from the sealed up letterbox, you wouldn't really particularly know that it was empty.
Ros has lived here for 30 years. 8 years ago, Labour's Housing Market Renewal Initiative offered Ros and her neighbours a brand new house as part of the regeneration of the area. The project was set to last 15 years. Now, halfway through the scheme, it's been all but shelved and Ros has to stay where she is. But many of her neighbours have left, leaving streets derelict. The money that was secure has now been put into a new, smaller regional growth fund.
You've got roads need building, you've got schools need building and everything else, and everyone's got a bid into that pot. It's total betrayal, isn't it, on the government's part? To pull the funding just over halfway through a job, it's just unthinkable.
Are there people within the community who are pretty much the last people left in the street?
Yes, I do have a few streets whereby I only have 10 residents. I've got a block where I have one pensioner living on a block of five. We've had in the past, through HMR funding, a scheme whereby we're able to fit house alarms, security lights and what have you. Well, all that will go come the 31st of March.
Ros is worried about how other public spending cuts will impact on the area she lives in.
What happens if they cut the police budgets? That is a big concern for me, being left in an area whereby we've still got a load of boarded up properties.
She also says she's not been maintaining her house because she thought it was getting knocked down.
If they pull the plug on us being bought out and new development happening, all these jobs that you've let go are now going to have to be done.
Well, there's 107 new dwellings here, and we managed to achieve something really unusual here in that we moved 104 residents who had lived next door to each other, in some cases for over 30, 40, 50 years, together. So we've moved an entire community from substandard housing into really attractive property.
HMRI, or Pathfinder as it was known, hasn't been a complete failure, and new houses have been built. 5 miles south across Liverpool in Toxteth, I meet Brendan Nevin, Interim Managing Director at New Heartlands, the quango set up to oversee Pathfinder on Merseyside. He's also the academic who devised this scheme for the Labour government in the first place. By my reckoning, there are about 26,000 properties which are now in limbo, either because there won't be the money to refurbish them or because they won't be knocked down and rebuilt.
We're going to try our best to get different sources of funding together to finish the job. The government has made it exceptionally difficult by withdrawing the fund. We need a discussion with government as soon as possible to make sure that people living in intolerable conditions don't have to stay that way.
How bad is it?
Well, we're in an unprecedented situation. Never since the Second World War has the government moved away from such a large investment scheme without a plan B and without negotiating with local communities and local government about a way forward.
You advised the Labour government on this whole project, so back in 2002 and before. How does it feel now to be presiding over one of the projects, New Heartlands, and just watching it? Well, just watching the rug being pulled from under you.
Well, I think it's very upsetting. One of my motivations from the very beginning was to make sure that people didn't have to endure the type of experience they had in the 60s and 70s and that they weren't abandoned by central government. We were trying to learn from the past, and it seems in some cases now this government's taking decisions which have just repeated the mistakes.
Communities Minister Andrew Stunnell disagrees, telling us that in certain parts of the country, the Pathfinder scheme had become very unpopular because it was Whitehall imposing targets on the demolition of homes. He says it's for local authorities to decide on the best approach for developing and regenerating areas, and that is what will put power back into the hands of communities.